Morning.
Morning.
We prepare ourselves to play the St. Louis Rams, a team we haven't played in a while. I think it was 2011 when Steve Spagnuolo was there, the last time we played against the Rams. But this team is built on speed and physicality. I think you have to be attracted to some of the games they've played this year. They lost to the Cowboys 34-31, to the Eagles 34-28, beat the Seahawks 28-26. Beat the 49ers 13-10, beat the Denver Broncos 22-7, then had the two shutouts just a couple of weeks ago when all the attention was placed on the fact that they were going for their third shutout in a row. Their offensive team features a lot of good young football players: Trey Mason, Benny Cunningham, the left tackle Greg Robinson, of course Tavon Austin, Kenny Britt, Stedman Bailey, Jared Cook, just to name a few. They're 26th in the league on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense is ranked 11th in the league, 12th against the run, 10th against the pass. They're allowing, in the last 5 weeks, just 9.2 points per game, allowing at 37% on third down. They're 10th in the league, allowing in the green zone just 14 touchdowns, the fewest in the NFL. In the last 9 games, they've had 35 sacks. They feature outstanding pass rusher Robert Quinn and Chris Long, Alec Ogletree at linebacker, and an outstanding secondary. Their special teams is three of their teams, their core teams, are ranked in the top 10. They're third in the NFL in punt return, 8th on kickoff return, 9th, allowing 7.1 yards per punt return. They're 18th, giving up per kickoff return 24.3 yards. So an outstanding team, a team that plays in a dome. They are a physical football team. They have outstanding team speed. We don't know this team, which, again, in a lot of ways is good, because there's every bit of knowledge that our players are going to grasp is just this week, and they're going to have to really study to prepare to play this team.
Tom, you don't know the team, but you know the coach very well. What's it like going against Jeff Fisher?
The expectation level is of a very physical football game, a game in which you have to be prepared at any time for some type of special teams gadget play. As you remember, earlier in the year, they ran the exceptional punt return against Seattle, which was very, very well devised. Jeff's an excellent football coach, and played against him for many, many years.
Tom, you're not a big gadget play guy at all, you know. You say you do have to prepare for this, and they do well. What is your thought process on that whole thing? You don't do it, but it can be a pain in the neck to go.
Well, I would not. It's not that we don't have it ready. If it's there and we have the opportunity, like we did on Sunday, we take full advantage of it. I'm not for giving up. If you really know, for example, the punt return business or the punt business, you realize that if you are anywhere near the middle of the field, you're getting 8 of them in the box. It's tough to come up with things there. They have an exceptional punter in that he was a scout team quarterback at Oregon State when he was in college, and he throws the ball very well. So they do have that ability. Everyone has the fullback, you know, run type things. Where properly utilized, obviously it can be very, very good. Can create another possession for you, literally.
Your offense has scored 60 points the last 2 weeks. You're going up against a very good defense here. What kind of test and challenge is this for them?
Well, very big. Very big challenge. Going into the dome, particularly, playing there at home. So, as I said, we have our work cut out for us, and we're going to have to do an exceptional job with our pass protection, with our recognition of blitz. Greg Williams is the defensive coordinator. There will be a lot of pressure involved in their plan. They blitz more than anyone else in the NFL. I believe it's like 44.7%. So you know what to expect.
How's Rashad doing? He's back on the injury report. Is it back to square one, as you said? Maybe it might be.
I don't know square one, but he is not going to be able to work today. So we'll go day by day.
What about Jaquan? Obviously, you had to shut him down.
James Brewer and Jaquan, both did not feel well. They all the symptoms were not successfully overcome, and therefore, really, there was really very little choice to be made here. Jaquan's in his fifth week, so there are other medical tests and so on and so forth that he and Brewer are both going to. They're going to see specialists and that type of thing to try to get to the bottom of this.
Did you happen to find out at all? Is this anything Jaquan has to worry about long term?
I have no idea. I'm sorry that I couldn't even respond to that. I mean, let's let him have further time and see the specialists.
Do we know if this is something that he's had trouble with before in the past?
That's not to my knowledge since he's been here. Has there been that kind of problem?
Tom, how concerned are you about Reuben Randall and the discipline twice?
Yeah, but as I said, that's between me and him, and he made a heck of a play the other day to put the ball down at the six-yard line. There's always things that I would want to for each individual to improve upon that's on our team, and all of us to improve upon different things in our lives, different different parts of our game, to be honest with you. So I'm always after Reuben for that because he is a talented young man.
Are you happy with his approach to being prepared this year, getting prepared on a weekly basis?
Except for the issues. Anybody else?
Coach, the professionalism that your group has shown, the toughness, going through a lot of adversity, through the losing streak and all, what do you see in your guys, and how do you think that they've responded?
Well, they've responded probably as well as you could respond, particularly over the course of the 7 weeks. I thought they stayed together. They were, for obvious reasons, they were humble, but they supported one another. They backed each other up. They did what they had. What you have to do as a legitimate team member, someone who believes in the cause, the players believing in each other, the brotherhood that takes place when you go through the things that an NFL team has to go through in order to achieve. So, as I said before, I've been proud of that.
The other day.
What's that?
Do you think they have something to prove this week, Tom?
They got something to prove every day you're on this face of this earth.
Last week we saw Kevin Ogletree get in the game.
Yep.
When Reuben wasn't playing. What does Corey Washington have to do? What does he have to prove?
He made a play.
It was his only snap, though.
It's not bad, though.
What does he have to do to prove to you to get more snaps?
Do a better job on the practice field. Do a better job all around those down. My standard operating procedure is I'd like to have the fourth and the fifth receivers be outstanding contributors on special teams. We're not there right now. That would help a lot. Corey can be and has been on our punt return and our kickoff return team. Like to see him improve in that area as well.
Is it a matter of him learning the offense, or is it
he does a good job.
His craft.
He can play multiple positions from the standpoint of knowing what to do. He's done that from day one. He does have to obviously become better at his job.
McClain practicing today?
No.
With Kerry Wynn.
Those are the two.
With Kerry.